Recess correspondent Susan Robb spoke recently with the author Candace Ransom, who has written over 100 books for young people, from picture books and biographies to her own original series of time travel books called The Time Spies, published by Wizards of the Coast.
The books start out with the parents moving to a bed and breakfast in Virginia from Maryland, and they open up this bed and breakfast, and the kids think they have gone to the back of the beyond. You know, they're out of the suburbs, they're in the sticks, and they truly are, actually. But they're close to Monticello, and people who come and stay are usually visitors, because Monticello is a place where a tremendous amount of work and things go on. It's not just a tourist attraction. So a lot of people go there to give lectures and things like that. So they are helped by, on their missions that they take, someone who comes to the inn, stays in the room that's called the Jeffersonian Suite. They are the only ones who stay in that. They're called the travel guide. And there is a Jefferson connection to whatever it is they're doing. Sometimes I have to look, but it's there. Sometimes it's obvious, like book number 10 in the series. I don't know if it's going to be the last one, but that's the Lewis and Clark expedition. So that clearly has a Jefferson connection. I did one about the 1893 World's Fair. Where was Jefferson going to be in there? I found his things in each state had a house. The Virginia house, the Pennsylvania house, you know, California, and they all had their displays in there. They had things from Monticello in there in 1893. So it's always there. In The Giant in the Garden, the travel guide is a botanist, and he talks about how Jefferson, about his gardens and the fact that he grew something like 200 varieties of peas and that sort of thing. So it's there, underlying. I wanted to have Jefferson become a person beyond third president and creator of the Declaration of Independence. He was actually much, much more than that. And so I set this series in Charlottesville, which is near Monticello. In fact, that's where Monticello is, and created an inn. And then I decided that my family of kids would go back into little known events in American history. So in the first one, when they go back in the Revolutionary War, it's not the usual things like Valley Forge and things like that. It's the very end of the war, which takes place in Virginia and is not that well known, about the surrender at Yorktown. But basically, they are American events that are somewhat known. One of the ones that's coming out is the making of Mount Rushmore. I just finished one that was Seabiscuit. So they're not the usual well-traveled roads of American history.